Corn and beans running together. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, elevators backed up so much high moisture corn coming in, they can't dry it as fast as we're bringing it to them.
It's just an unusual year, one I've never seen before.
Tennessee row crop farmers are going full steam ahead this week, trying to harvest as much of their corn and soybeans as possible before more rains idle their combines. Jason Crabtree farms in Obion County.
Yeah, it's just nonstop, trying to get as much done as we can this week. They're talking about rain the last of the week. So, you know, fields are pretty wet right now, real high moisture. You know, if another big rain, you know, it's going to start getting muddy because we're getting the time of year that we don't dry up.
And while the weather has finally cooperated since Sunday, trucks have been lined up at grain elevators where both corn and soybeans are coming in with high moisture content, and they've got to dry it down. Union City Grain Company General Manager Ronnie Workman.
The problem right now is normally we got not pushing on the corn, and we're getting the high moisture corn in, and the dryers, we have two dryers running at about 6,500 capacity, and they can kind of keep up. But right now, we're getting so much corn in that we're having to shut them down at 5 o'clock. And then beans trying to come in high moistures, and we can't run those through the dryer. So we're having to prevent the farmer from going to the field and trying to thrash beans.
Shelling, we usually get done the first part of October. You know, this is, the third week? So we're pretty far behind. We're usually almost through cutting beans by, you know, first week in November. We hadn't even hardly even started.
End harvest for Tennessee corn and soybeans about 2 to 4 weeks behind normal. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.